UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
You're locked on the V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
I don't really want your hot take, to be honest with you. The guy's on there telling you, give me your hot take, give me your hot take. I want your informative take. You can keep your hot take to yourself. And the best way to keep your hot take to yourself is to get new windows from Universal Windows Direct, because they'll keep the hot take in your home. They won't let you have that take go sailing out the window with bad seals on the window. You can keep your hot take. You can keep your cold take. Whatever kind of take you have, you can keep it in your house, because these windows have aerospace technology called Super Spacer, and it keeps your home more comfortable all year round, saves you a lot of money on utility bills, and makes it so that your takes can be as hot as you'd like them to be right there in your own living room. Plus, they got a great deal right now. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit. It's free installation, and they're warranted for as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner. That, my friends, is a company that stands behind their products. They look great, and they are quality made, and you can get a deal right now that absolutely is very tough to beat. All of those things, free installation, a free estimate, 0% financing for 36 months. Buy one, get one free. And they're the best windows. You just can't beat it. So check them out. Remember the names. You're getting a lot of info, a lot of people telling you, we got windows, we sell windows. Here's a window company, windows. These are the people you want to go check out. They have the best ones. It is Universal Windows Direct. Tell them you heard it here on the V Show, and they will put together a terrific deal for you. And it is a deal that is a company that stands behind their windows and makes it so that you will be saying, as I do, I love my windows. Check them out at Universal Windows Direct. All right. I think it was interesting to hear Chris's comments. He's a little subdued again today. Now, what could I have gotten on my shirt that's purple? There's nothing purple in that sandwich. See that purple?
What the hell?
That's the only thing I've eaten today.
Wait, let me see. I can't.
What could that
tomato.
Be?
Tomato. It's tomato.
It's not tomato. It's not even remotely red. It's purple as can be. It looks like Barney, for God's sake.
It might have mixed with the mustard. There's also oregano in there.
None of those things are purple.
When they mix together,
I don't know. Were there radishes in there?
I
think there were.
I don't think there are.
Well, then I don't know what the hell
it's
that
just
is.
A veggie. I think it's just cucumbers, tomatoes, sprouts.
Radish is a veggie, dude.
I know. Thank you. Really? I thought it was...
I'm trying to help you.
I thought it was a car from the Genesis.
That would be good. The new radish. That would be exciting. Hey, babe, check out my ride. Who, is that a radish? Oh, baby, take me home.
Why are you driving a
red onion
vegetable?
Guy says red onion. Might be. There we go. Weren't there red onions?
You know
what?
There are red onions.
That was it.
There we go. Thank you, Texter. As we were about
Texter
to
also
a fight.
Says, Nick Reed's... Here we go. I'll give you a Nick Reed's almost as bad as process. First of all, he's produce. And secondly, why did you... screw up the Georgia. Well, they're both playing Georgia teams.
It was. I didn't have my script in front of me. It's on my iPad. I don't print it out.
I can't knock you for not being able to find your copy. Because I can't even find my iPad, by the way.
Wow. How? What?
I have no idea. This is, you know, you're in the honor group of the day on our show if you've done this.
bought something bigger than a
dresser. No, I took, wait, it's better than that. I took all my valuable electronic stuff because they were like scattered about. The iPad was over here. There was another a cell phone that I don't really use as a phone. I just use it as a, you know, another little, when I'm on the air, I have my phone. And I'll use that as like to go online. I got that and I had some other electronic stuff. And I said, you know, this is crazy. They're all spread out. I've got to put them all together so I know where they all are. And then I put them all together and now I can't remember where I put them. That you're in the honor group of the day if you've done that. I guarantee you somebody out there has done that. I'm going to put all these. You could always find them where they were, but it was a little
It was chaotic.
It was a little chaotic. So I'm going to put them all together. So now I know where they all are, and now I can't remember where I put them.
Yeah, so now they're all collectively
They're
lost.
All lost collectively. And I think they do that on purpose.
Well, I'm convinced.
There's no question, by the way. And, absolutely. Because that's why if you have a home that you haven't put any money into anything, and then all of a sudden, all at once, the washer goes, the refrigerator goes, they all talk at night when you're, all right, listen, are we ready? When do you want to do this? No, wait a second, We need another week so we can get the heater to join us. Oh, you want the heater too? Oh, absolutely.
When all the warranties wear out, they do the... Hello,
Billy, yeah, when's your warranty out? I got another week, fellas. I'll tell you what, give it 2 weeks so it's not so obvious. And now I'm telling you, we're all busting out of this place. All right, ready? So mark it on your calendars. Oh, here it comes. Everybody act like appliance. Okay, left. Now listen. So when do you want to do it? How about, okay, I like maybe the 23rd. 23rd, we're all going down. Ready? You all in? Repair bills. And then they go on their way. There's no doubt about it.
They all like drink the Kool-Aid? It's like a cult? They all just...
It's a cult. They're just a good team. They're a good team. They're trying to help their fellow appliances. You know, I just got a letter from Tommy. He's still in the factory. He wants to get out. We need to get him some. We need to get some of these.
So they sacrifice themselves. So otherwise,
well, they do. They hope
they're kind of martyrs.
Maybe no. They some of them view it as an adventure.
I'm telling you, they link up with my guy.
Who's your guy?
The demigod of inconvenience.
Who's that?
I told you about him.
No, that one I don't know.
No, the demigod of inconvenience. There's you know, I don't want to get all spiritual here, but okay. I guarantee there is a minor god or a demigod of inconvenience, and the fact, and you have to. He keeps you honest. You can't be too. He's the one that kind of keeps you humble, but he has to annoy you at some point. He's the guy that will come in on the Monday.
These are definitely
and
his
kick
minions.
You in the shins.
The appliances are definitely his minions,
and that's why you know I have my theory that if you get caught at a light, you're running late. Yep. And you get caught at a light.
Okay,
the demigod of inconvenience is there. He's like, hey, look, sorry, I got to get my quota. Like, I have to hit my quota. I have to keep you annoyed because it'll make you appreciate things more, you selfish jerk.
I'll buy that. I've never heard this.
The only way to appease him is either sit there and get stuck at the light and take forever, or say, oh, wow, I'm at a light. Maybe I can do something. I can send that text real fast. Not that I promote texting and driving.
You're at a light.
And then
it changes the minute you take the phone out.
I can go rearrange that bagel that I just ordered. I can put the cream cheese on it so it'll be nice and belted by the time I get back to to my office. And in that moment, as you've committed to the fact that I'm going to be at this light for a second, that's when it will turn green. Demigod has like, you have paid me my quota because now you must drive and you have things everywhere and you're discombobulated.
Yeah,
you have to put your phone down. And yes,
I can definitely vouch for that. Last week, I was at the light, and there was a hot beverage. I told you, so I mentioned it on the air. And there was a hot beverage, and I was like, I got a minute to take a sip of my coffee. And there's a million people behind me, and I'm very cognizant of when that happens, that I don't want them being mad at me. So I just take in the thing out of the beverage holder and get ready to sip it. And this is stupid, but this is what I do. I don't like to sip them with the lid on, because if it's extremely hot, you burn the crap out of your lip. It's all concentrated in that one area. So you take the top off, you can kind of get a sense for... Well, but now the top was off, and so I picked the cup up, and I had something in my lap, and so I just for 1 second tried to put the cup between my knees, and at that very moment, the light changed, and I had to go, and I said, well, I can put everything down and then pick the cup up, and literally in the 5 seconds it took to pull away from the light, of course, the cup spilled all over my crotch, and so I had scalding hot coffee. I smelled like an evening in Brazil for the rest of the day, because it was a full cup of coffee, and there's no question about that.
You paid your quota, to the demigod of, and, I mean, he was even like, well, thanks, dude, like, you kind of gave me a little extra there.
Guy says, flashlights and screwdrivers plot against my household. I'll buy that. This is the second person to mention this, so I have not. Have you guys seen the renovations to the Yum Center locker room?
Retweeted it.
Okay, because it's unbelievable, I guess. The players are all jazzed up about it.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
I would like to see it.
I just retweeted it. At Nikki Vespin.
What did they do? Do they have the sliding fireman pole and all that stuff? You know, like
you remember the there's a ball pit in there. A la Chuck E. Cheese. And there's also a band of animatronics.
Yeah, I wonder if Mike Smith's going to have his guys.
It's kind of cool.
Sorry, I didn't make it over there. By the way, last night to Comedy Caravan, I really intended to. Nick knows that. But what did we do instead last night? We got four new tires for the Nickmobile.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, how come you didn't go? And then that's right. Yeah, that was a great Christmas present. Thanks, Pops.
You're welcome.
By the way, feels much better. I feel like I'm gripping the road.
That's nice. A good thing. Anyway, so you were saying?
No. What was I saying?
You're talking about the locker room.
Oh yeah, no. You know what it used to look like, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, now it's it kind of has like this cool like.
Is it in the same place?
Yeah, it's in the same place. It's just that it has a cool like lighting to it. Like it's like it's got like this neon like club lighting. Now I'm sure they kind of lit it up and everything like that. I'm sure it's not going to be like that for. Like, you know, a pregame meeting right before they go out there. But it's like everything's backlit and each player has like a panel that's like I think it has like a digital photo of them.
Oh, wow.
So like there's like a photo of like fresh and, you know, zero, and then like a, you know, an action shot that they all take at the beginning of the year.
Very cool.
You know, and it's got a it really kind of looks like it's a club. It really does. It looks like it's it's pretty damn cool.
Well, the players were pretty jazzed up about that. Wow. I do my coffee just like Bob. Scary. You deliberately pour it on your crotch? I don't know what that means. I mean, that mean you had it? Oh, you take the lid off because it's too hot. Yeah, because it is. I mean, if you don't know how hot it is and you have that lid with the little tiny opening, all of the steam is concentrated to come out of that little opening. So you say, I'll take that little sip. Ooh, and if it's hot, you can pull it away from your lip. But when it's that concentrated like that, you don't have that luxury. You're just burning the spit out of your lip, by the way. There's no question about that. So that's my approach to that. This game tomorrow is a game, again, I'm not being a naysayer of sorts. I don't know for sure that you should anticipate because they beat Duke. Now all of a sudden, like, and David played well there. You know, by the way, did anybody ask about David in the presser? I took my headset off for 1 second. I thought Vinny Tatum came by. That was a pleasant surprise. So, you were next door. You didn't see Vinny? Yeah, he
was. No, I didn't see that.
It was perfect timing. You went next door, and he dropped off some stuff, and then he took off, and we chatted for 15 minutes, talked about Rick, and we talked about other things, and then he left.
Really?
Yeah. Good to see him. And so what the hell did I get on that? Oh, so I took my headsets off a little bit from Chris's presser. Did anybody ask about David? Or you would know either, Chris.
I just got the rundown from Patty and Process. I tagged in Process so that we could go, you know, get our Vitality food. But yeah, I'm snipping it right now, so we'll have that on the a little bit later.
Okay, but so we don't know what his answer is.
Give me a second.
Okay. While you do that, talking about Vitality food, that's because we're getting food because we are back on the Vitality plan and happy to do it. Vitality wellness and weight loss. I want to be weller. I'm making my own word up there, but it's what it does. You lose weight, which is great. You look better. Your clothes fit better. But most importantly, you're healthier. And that I cannot emphasize enough. That's the real difference. My blood pressure, which had been high for literally 30 years, was just down to 110 over 65 just from doing this program. Can't say enough about it. It's a personalized program tailored to you. Everybody around here is doing it. Nathan did it. Scott's doing it. Nick's doing it. And they're all different programs because they are tailored for you. And they make it so that you are eating some real food, delicious food, and you're able to watch the weight melt away and, as importantly, get healthier because they're giving you the supplements and the nutrients you need for your individual situation, which is very, very cool. Thank you. He said David was fine, by the way. Max said he expects David to play versus Georgia Tech, so that's a good sign. So thank you very much for that. Now, back to business. The Vitality people will make their program fit your needs. Now, you can't go in. There's no diet in the history of the world that's ever, eat anything you want, all you want. No, but the guidelines they give you here are not difficult to follow. They're really not. It's delicious food. You shouldn't be hungry. I learned that now if you follow it properly. And you learn some things like I'm eating some foods I'd never eaten before that are delicious. And they're real foods. They're not these little packaged, oh, look, I get pizza on this, and it's the size of a quarter. They are real food in real portions, and you will enjoy. I've never been on a weight loss program where I said I'm actually in. I mean, right? Nick was saying that. Hey, we get to go back on this again. I've never gone through that before. I've always been like, oh.
Yeah, it's pretty stoked.
Oh, yeah, it's like you're getting to go to a root canal. This is pretty cool to do it again. We're very excited about that. So you will be excited about it, too, and most importantly, you'll be healthier. That's the best way to do it, being healthy and losing weight. Vitality, remember the name, Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. You definitely will be able to lose weight on other programs. I know that I said that. They don't tell me to say that, but I'm being honest with you. It's not the only weight loss program. It's just the best one. It's the one that will help you lose weight and be healthier and let you eat real food while you do it and be tailor-made to what you need. Because nobody else is doing it like they do at Vitality. So check them out, Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Two locations, one in southern Indiana, one right off Bardstown Road here in Louisville. Tell them we sent you, but whether you tell them we sent you or not, just go. It's the single biggest New Year's resolution for people in the country, in the world. Lose weight in the new year. So why would you use anybody but the best? And the best is Vitality.
My man said that, Sterling said that I could drop 40 pounds on this thing, in this. He said, like, you know, I could be down to 180. So if you, he's like, I really think, like, I believe you can do this.
Oh, I think you can.
I haven't been.
You were really good at it at the beginning. You were really good at the starting, and then we all kind of went off the rails. State your business. State your business. No, we have new computers. There's no reason to interrupt my show anymore. So state your damn business.
All righty. I am in here, Mr. Valvano, to talk with your son about finding...
giving him a raise, which he desperately needs and earned.
That would be Drew D at ESPNLouisville.com. Suits, just pass it on to the next suit. Anyway, you know how this goes. Come on. Our buddy Locke, who is Louisville Locke, as everyone knows.
Sure, yes.
He is getting very angry at that, and this is what I wanted.
At Louisville Locke?
He's getting mad.
He was mad the minute you started it.
Oh, yeah, but now it's starting to get to him a little bit, and he's making...
So you must be a happy man.
Very happy. That's why I'm smiling right now. So anyway, he said today something about me being a UK...
You're a UK honk?
Now I'm a UK honk, and so now the battle is on. And so I was going to ask Nick about roughly when that was. And that's it. And that's all we're doing.
There you go.
And Nick has now found it. So there we go.
I think that'll be great.
By the way, you knitting right now?
Yeah, making mittens. Yeah, I'm making a mitten. Because I have a pair of mittens.
Sports radio first?
They look too... I made a really good pair. They're really warm, but they look a little girly, so I gave them to Darlene. But these are black, and when you walk the dogs, man, my hands freeze.
Oh, I'm with you. So no, that's
I'll
a good idea.
There
you go.
That's the thumb.
You made
right
a
there.
Scarf that I still have.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, how about that? So like 4 years ago.
Get you a pair of mittens, too.
I spoke my business.
That's it. State your business. Remember, the State Your Business t-shirts will be available within about a month. So we'll get those out to you. You'll definitely want to get one of those. Andy Sweeney, stating your business. We're hopeful that we're trying to get on Thursdays people to drop by and state their business. Last week we had Carlos Dixon who dropped by and stated his business. But we don't know if we'll have somebody this week. We're trying. We don't know. We're not sure. Actually, we do know, but Nick doesn't want me to ruin the surprise.
Hey, there it is.
Wow.
Hey, look, there's the guys.
Little mud pie, and you just have to smack it on the ground.
Because that's the whole idea of a feature, is you want people to expect it'll be a surprise.
No, yes. It's supposed to be theater of the mind, and a surprise.
Okay. The old Dean Martin show, every week somebody would be at the door in his quote-unquote living room on the set, and he didn't even know who it was a lot of the weeks. And we all knew he was going to open the door, we all knew there was going to be somebody there, and yet it was a surprise. It became one of the most popular features of the show.
Right, and that's what we're trying to go for here.
So I'm telling you, somebody might be at the door Thursday. We don't know who it is.
But then you whisper, yes, we do. And then I got really pissed off.
Well, don't you think that... The crew of Dean's show knew was at the door. Do you think somebody literally just wandered off the street?
You just said Dean oftentimes didn't even know
very
about it, which added to the fun
and
the intrigue.
Sometimes. Oh, this is so good. We can't get audio here, whoever sent me this.
Did we ever hit an ID?
Yeah, I asked you to.
We did?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Let's see. Wow, that's a long one. What is this?
Is that to me? Put that on the mixer.
Missed the show at the movies with grandkids. What hour was the salt? Oh, that's old.
What are they looking for? What are they looking for?
I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know. But this is them playing a sample of last night at the Comedy Caravan with the big band stuff. It looks so great. It's a true big band. Oh, I love that. Adore that. And I couldn't go. But next time, Comedy Caravan at 217 and 316. February 17th, March 16th. Showtime 7:30. I'm going to stop being a regular. When basketball ends and I go back to having a life, I'm not going to miss that. You can't find that kind of music anywhere anymore. And it's so good, so entertaining. So there you go. What else am I doing here? There was a couple of things that I wanted to address from the basketball world, okay, as it were. I've talked to Mike Pratt about this, and you have to coach to what you are and who you are, and in different ways and for different reasons. Our two primary men's basketball coaches in this region, no disrespect to Rick Stansbury, but Cal and Chris are absolutely man-to-man guys. Okay? I mean, that's simple. That's the reality. And I get it. As Napoleon said, if you're going to take Vienna, take Vienna. So if you're going to be committed to the way you want to play, be committed to the way you want to play. But I've said, in Cal's case particularly, though, they usually have so many gifted long athletes. Why not play a little zone? And I'm not doing it retroactive here because they played zone against Arkansas and came back and won the game. But I just think it could be valuable. And I do think, you know, and Chris says, he tells you, and they both say it. They both say, oh, no, we got zone. We you know, Chris, Cal has one and Chris has one. But they don't. The players sense their reluctance, and you know, and they play it. And if it does, it gets scored on right away, they get out of it because their thought is it's kind of just a change of pace. And so once they've scored, they've solved it. And I think that the difference here's the difference, and here's my observation is that the difference is, I get it. I'm all over the map here because on the one hand I understand it, and on the other hand I can argue either side of the coin. When you are, I learned this from my brother a long time ago. That really the key to coaching is not, it is what you do, but as importantly, it's how you do it. And so one of the true tests is how you adjust what it is that you're doing. And what they will do, both of them, because they have such passion for man-to-man, is they will adjust their man-to-man to the opponent. And that makes sense. That's good coaching. But I'm suggesting that they don't ever want to get into that with a zone. They play it, and if the other guy has success against it, they just get out of it. That's it. And I would like to see them play it and adjust it. Which was the game Louisville was playing zone? Was it Florida State? Florida State was just scoring on them. They went to zone, and then they ran a kid to the high post a couple times. They made some shots, and rather than, okay, let's adjust the guy going to the high post, they just said, screw it. And I thought the zone was a good defense that game for them. And I think the zone could be a really good defense for Cal's team at times. But on the other hand, what they would say, I'm sure, if they were here, and they would be right, is, you know, anytime you put some, it's only a finite amount of preparation time and effort and focus that you have. Nobody in the history of college basketball, I've said this before, coaches everything well. I know you may say, oh, that's not true. So-and-so is a really good coach. No, there's some really good coaches. But everybody has their points of emphasis, and that's the way it should be. Your players need to understand what you're hanging your hat on. And so what I think they would say is, I'm not going to take time out to have our guys feel like they can adjust zones, because then they're not going to get the message across that we're a man-to-man team. This is what we do. And so I get that. But I do think they both could benefit from it a little bit, and I definitely think Kentucky could. They're just with the caliber of athletes they have. But now even, you know, Louisville, especially if they play like David, the problem with it, if you play zone with small guards, is they can shoot over the guards. But when David's in there, they've got some long athletes in there. You know, they really do. So I'd like to see that. And I'm curious, based on how it helped turn the game around at Arkansas, what Cal does going forward with it. My guess is he's going to think it was a good one-off for that game and then just go back on back to business. But it is going to be interesting to see, because to be consistent with what I said early, I can't speak to Kentucky enough. I haven't seen them enough. But I think I keep saying this, we've got to get Fred Carter on. Little does he know he's being mentioned. Just like my guy George Keener, who has no idea that he's a Division III player in New York, is a regular here on the talk show in Louisville. But, Fred, as we've quoted many times, you're who you are. by a quarter of the way through your season. And this is a quarter of the way through the meaningful games, no disrespect to the mid-majors. But when you played eight of the power conference teams, that's pretty much your quarter of the way through your season. And I think that that's what we're finding out. For Louisville, this is who they are. Does it mean they're only as good? No, it doesn't mean that's not. It's people interpret that I'm saying, oh, that's how good you are. You, however you are now, that's how. No. Not absolutely 1,000% not saying that. There's still a huge amount of development and growth and change that can kick in for any team, and Louisville's included in that. But I think you know pretty much how you're going to have to play, and they're going. And I think there's something surprise you, some don't. For example, to go back to the defensive discussion, they are hanging their hat on good man-to-man pack line defense, and by and large, the statistics back that up. They have been really good pack line man-to-man defense from the start of the year, and they're hanging their hats on that. That's what they're going to do. I think they've come to terms now with the fact they've got to make more of a commitment to run. If they don't run, there's a lot of pressure on their half-court man-to-man offense, and that has not been great. It's been maybe among the more inconsistent parts of their game. So they are going to have to not run for the sake of running, but run effectively. They're definitely going to have to do that. So they're going to have to run and run with a purpose and run effectively. So I think there's those are two things we're looking at. I also think that you are understanding that the freshmen are now putting themselves in a position where you're comfortable enough to give them more and more meaningful minutes. It doesn't mean you're handing the reins to them, but I do think there's no question that David and Samuel looked really at a different level of preparedness. And they are, you know, certainly going to be instrumental players, but I also think that they need Ryan's ability not only to shoot, but to threaten to shoot, to stretch the defense. The big guys tandemed up beautifully to do a great job inside. I think they've learned that certainly they can win without Jordan having a boatload of points. I think Jordan learned that he can still contribute even when his shot isn't falling. He was much more active and involved than in the other games when his shot wasn't falling. He had a bunch of rebounds. He made some good passes. His defense didn't really let up. So I think that's who they are. I don't think they're ever going to be. It was nice that they got some turnovers against Duke, but I still don't think that's not who they are. They're not going to be a team that's going to trap you and force easy shots by double teaming somebody. They are going to take the opportunities that you give them by playing positional defense. And like I said, that's that roulette wheel that 75% of the numbers are red. They're going to keep betting red, and a couple of spins they're not going to come up red. Not going to change them. Which is what we do, and we're going to play red. And we're in the big picture. We're going to get it done. And when we have those stretches where you make some mistakes, we got to take advantage and make good shots. And I think they will, if you're looking for the single biggest area of development, I do think it will come in the half-court offense. I think that he's still adjusting some things. He's got a guy in David who has a skill set that the other guards don't have. He is going to incorporate some things for that. I know he put in some sets to try and get Jordan a shot because there were games where the other team's defensive game plan was centered around not letting him get the basketball, and it was almost like, okay, well, he can't get the ball. Oh, well. Now, some of that, and he would say it, you know, that's on Jordan. He's got to, and I still believe he's got to do a better job of playing without the ball. Billis mentioned that during the broadcast the other day, and I've talked about that for a number of times here. So I think he was a little better, and I think the rest of his game he was still involved, and I think that was a very significant thing. So that's who they are. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to be able to do it every night, but I think that's what their goal is going to be, because I think you've got a quarter of the way in. You know who you are, and that's who they are. I think Kentucky, but from what little I've seen, I mean, you said at the beginning of the year, I think this would be a good thing for them. Mike Pratt has said this from day one when I've talked about this team with him. Maxie's so good. I thought that he's a guy as he goes. But really, it's going to be Richards. They've got to make sure that, you know, they've got to do everything in their power to involve him and get numbers from him. When he does that, he is he's maybe the biggest game changer that they've got on the roster. They have experienced guards. It's not a slap at the guards, but he's a guy that does things that other guys can't do on that squad. And so I think that that's at least one thing I see there. But again, I haven't seen them enough to make a consistent observation about that. Hey, if you're looking for some bad news, let me share some with you right now. A traveler from China has been diagnosed in Seattle with the Wuhan coronavirus. Is that the Wuhan clan? No. It's the Wuhan coronavirus. This is not only a virus, but it's a deadly virus. And it's been introduced into our country. It originated in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, and it spread to Beijing and Shanghai. More than 300 people have been infected so far, six of which have died, and it's just come over to meet us here in the United States. Aren't we delighted? That's why we need the damn wall. I've talked about this before. No? That's not a corollary there? Oh, sorry. Just trying to get behind something there. So,
came into Seattle, Dad.
Well, they could have a wall. Everybody should have a wall. We should all have a wall. I don't want the virus. By the way, did you get your flu shot yet?
I did not.
You might have already had it.
I feel like I'm the most interesting man.
I beg your pardon?
I don't often get sick, but when I do, I'm on my ass for like 3 days.
Well, and you get the Valvano high temperature thing.
Which I didn't take my temperature for the first 2 days, dumbass. But after the temperature broke the first time, the next day it was at 103.7.
Yeah.
Which is, that's always fun when you're hitting your favorite rock stations.
Well, the least you could do is, when it's normal, you should be, just get it down to 93.9.
I'm pretty sure I'd be dead. No, we don't want to be that low.
We don't have any stations. 680 is no good. 93.9 is no good.
105.7, definitely no good.
You're in the hospital.
Yeah, you're delirious.
So that's not a good
I feel like you want to be right around, 99.7 is okay, I guess. That's a low-grade fever. Kelly K.
Yeah, but that's Davis. Not us. Why are you trying to get give our money away to other stations?
Well,
now all the advertisers are going to go there immediately, and it's going to be on you. That's why you won't get a raise.
I feel like there's about 50 reasons. The fact that I said that you came as playing Georgia Tech might be reason number one. Hey, Nick, is there any David Johnson sound? I don't know, but I'm going to eat this lettuce wrap. Let's see. That's reason number two. Oh, by the way, Process called somebody a... let's see. How can I put this?
This is going. I don't like where this is headed.
How can I put this in a G-rated way?
Good news. I finished my thumb.
What? Oh, for your mitten. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Process might have gotten into it with somebody on the text line. It got brought up in the meeting.
Really?
And Drew was like, "Wait, what'd you say?" And Process was like, "Burger, burger." And he was like, "Please don't do that." And so. Process was like, all right, I'm apologizing, but I'm apologizing to you, Drew, but not because I said it, because that guy's definitely a burr, burr, burr. And I was like, that's the most Process apology I've ever
heard. Process, don't back down, man.
Oh, man. But just the way Process explained that to me. Also, Process came in, and I asked Locke to ask him to state his business, and Locke said, I don't give a crap what he's in here for. He's like, I don't care, and he just went back to talking. And Process told me, he said,
you don't
hey.
You don't ask other shows to state their business. That's ours. It's not his T-shirt.
Well, Locke could not have been less interested. But the reason Process was in here was he wanted to tell me. He said, did you realize both of our bosses are Andrews? And I was like, huh? And he's like, yeah, Drew Diener and Andy Sweeney. We work for a pair of Andrews. And he's like, that blew my mind. And I was like, all right.
This is the only show in,
I need the
not
drive.
Only on our station, but possibly in America that would think that's significant. But yes, that is absolutely
and
true.
And I cannot emphasize this enough. Process does not do any drugs. he does not do any drugs. His vice, he'll have a little bit of whiskey and a cigar. Like he's.
Did you say ice? Did you say ice?
Ice?
Oh, you said vice. Well, I thought you said ice because, you know, that's a nickname for diamonds. And if you're looking for diamonds, the place you need to go is Genesis Diamonds. Other jewelers don't want you to go to Genesis Diamonds. They know that when you do, it's game over. Genesis is in a class by itself. It's just a different experience all around. Largest selection, period. Massive diamond inventory. When we say that, we don't mean they have one gigantic, massive diamond. We mean they have lots of diamonds, some of which are very big, but they're all over the price range, so whatever you're looking for, I'm sure they can help you. It is an inventory second to none. Plus, all the world's top designers, brands that other stores aren't even allowed to carry. Tacori Verragio. I made Darlene a Tacori girl for Christmas. She was very happy. And dozens more of the premium designer rings. Then there's the value. Genesis's diamonds come straight from the diamond cutters. They cut out the middleman. That's probably not a good way to say it after you just talked about the diamond cutters. They cut out the middleman. We eliminate the middleman. That's even worse. There's no middleman involved. There's no violence involved in this. They just don't have a middleman involved. And that means that you get a bigger, better quality diamond and pay less money. Genesis stands behind everything they have with a free lifetime warranty. No charge ever for sizing, cleaning, or routine maintenance. Other jewelry stores charge you for stuff like that, you know. Genesis is happy to do it for free. And don't worry about any sales pressure because unlike other stores, there's no commission salespeople at Genesis. They don't play pricing games. They don't pressure you. The experts are just there to guide you along the way to help you make the right decision. And I can vouch for that. They are a pleasure to deal with every time I've gone in. And the sales force are people that you can get to know because they don't leave. Because it's a great place to work, and they take care of their people, and I think that's a real indication of what kind of a quality organization it is. Genesis Diamonds is the official jeweler of the Kentucky Wildcats and the Louisville Cardinals. 2020 is here. Celebrate the new decade in a big way with a big diamond from Genesis Diamonds at Shelbyville Road Plaza. A couple of thoughts that are not college basketball related.
Before you do those, can I bring up one? Well, no, this is going to be a complete, but you'll like it because it's something you hate. Our friend Arash Markazi tweeted, the stage for the 2020 NFL draft in Las Vegas will be on the water at the fountains of the Bellagio.
Okay.
The players will be transported to the stage by boat. And then our own Mitchell Hannigan tweeting, and the New York Jets, the New York Jets select with the 11th pick in the 2020 NFL draft. The boat just sinks. Was that a little too over the top? Yeah, or do you think it's
fun? You know what? I am not. This is where I like to think I'm a fair person for the people who want to get on me. I want to know who they drafted when the whole thing's over. Tell me, and I know it's our product. But I don't really care. But I can say that because I'm in the minority. It does enormous numbers. People love to watch it. To me, it's just a little too long. I get to do the NBA draft, and maybe because I like basketball so much, but it's only two rounds. It goes much faster. The football thing is just a little too much. Tell me who they took when it's all over. That's what I'm concerned about. But I also get it. It's fine. I'm not mocking it. I'm not belittling it. I know I'm in the minority here. So if you're going to do it, it's fun. Have fun with it. I don't care how they do it. You know, have them come in on the big roller coaster. It doesn't matter. Just have a good time. You're spending all that money on it. It's part of the whole spectacle of the National Football League. So good for them.
At what point do they stop running the boat? Like round four? I mean,
when it runs out of gas.
Not trying to be mean, but you know.
It's like, now I'd watch. That would be entertaining. The guy who's on the boat when it gets run out of gas, he gets to pick any team he wants to go to. It's like a game show.
Just has to paddle?
No,
I feel like it turns into a Wild and Crazy Kids contest.
No, he doesn't have to battle. You hear a giant buzzer. Oh, my goodness, look at this. Joe Jablonski out of Tech. The boat is out. He does not have to go to the Cincinnati Bengals. He gets to pick any team he wants with guaranteed money. What team is it going to be? I'd like to announce, of course, that has to be a spectacle, too. Like he's got 40 hats on the stage. Some are like from Manchester United. They're not even NFL teams. They're just filled with hats.
CFL.
Yeah, he's got
defunct NFL Europe teams.
He picks his hat and he puts it on. I'm going to take my talents to play with Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Woohoo! Oh, it's unbelievable. Oh, it's great. And, of course, then the Bengal fans would throw crap at him. Too good for us. Sorry, you suck. Everybody from your school sucks. Your whole family sucks. Now you got yourself a show. This is what fans want.
To watch Joe Burrow sabotage the boat to take him to Cincinnati.
See, now you're getting in the spirit of things.
He absolutely scuttles it, which I think is an actual nautical term when you force your boat to sink.
It's called scuttling.
Yes.
Yes, I agree with you. So that would be entertaining. All right, here's the other things. 2 seconds before the baseball people lose their mind, this is worthy of discussion. If you don't like it, you know, knit along with me, and then you can keep yourself busy. Derek Jeter, tonight, the Hall of Fame, it hasn't been announced, right? It's today. It gets announced. And he's going in the Hall of Fame. Of that, there's no doubt. But here's my question. I think it's a legitimate question. He has been less than warm and cuddly since he's taken over as an owner. Do you think some of the missteps that he's taken as an owner will impact people voting for him for the Hall of Fame to the point where you say he's, because the discussion is he going to be unanimous? You know, Mariano Rivera, his teammate, was unanimous, and there are people that think that he would be unanimous. And I'm wondering if the fact that he was He's been less than celebrated as an owner. Is that going and he's done some unpopular things and he's taken some clear missteps. Do you think that impacts how people perceive him for his voting for the Hall of Fame? I think it does, to be honest with you, because Hall of Fame voters are notoriously what's the word I'd be? I was going to say fickle. That's not it. They're easy to set off, but that's the word. And I'm of the belief that somebody is going to say, well, I was going to wait, but you know what? He's going to wait a year because that thing he did with the Marlins is screwed up, and he's not going in unanimously. Because I think he was, had he just stayed away from the game, absence makes the heart grow fonder. People would go, oh, Jeets, yeah, man, he's unbelievable. Mr. November, he's been fantastic. You know, that was the name they gave when the baseball postseason went into November. He's the best. But now there are going to be some people who looked at what he did as an owner, and they're going to be less than thrilled. And I think he will, I think he's going to have a hard time getting in unanimously. That's my take. So there's that. Also, here's my other question to you. Everybody talking about, and he's great. Make no mistake about it, okay? There's no debating it. He's great. He's worthy of the accolades. Everybody now celebrating Patrick Mahomes as the best quarterback in the game. This is going to be a bit biased because we're Louisville people. If you could take either quarterback to start your team, who would you take? Would you take Mahomes or would you take Lamar? I venture to say, for two reasons. One, I think people actually do believe it. They would take Mahomes because I still think there's some skepticism.
Take who?
About.
You kind of combined them there. You said Mahomes.
No, I said people would take Mahomes.
Oh, okay.
Because I think there's still some skepticism still about Lamar, largely because he's lost two playoff games. And it can't be about skill that he can throw the ball. There's no question he can throw the ball. So that should be put to bed. But I think there's still some skepticism, rightly or wrongly, about that, but his ability to do that. And I think it is wrongly, but like I said, I think that's there. And there's also the recency bias. We just watched Mahomes score like 16,000 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. So, but I don't know, which, you know, it'd be really interesting to me because I still don't forget what Harbaugh said. Think about that. He's younger than Joe Burrow. He's played two NFL playoff games already. He's going to be the MVP this year, and he's younger than the guy who just won the Heisman. I mean, and he's right. I mean, I know you I realize this is some selective, I'm doing what I say, using statistics for support, not illumination. But take a look at some of the great quarterbacks, how long it took them to win their first playoff game. He's absolutely right. There are guys that weren't even playing in the league yet at his age, and they've gone on to have great, so all-time great careers as quarterbacks. So, but Mahomes is special, so I don't know. I'm curious. Should we make that a? I would make it a Fan Outfitters Twitter poll. But here's my. Maybe.
I've seen polls like this before, though. Okay. So what is there any new wrinkle? Like,
would you take Patrick Mahomes and Rice Krispies, or would you take? I mean, what do you want me to do? But I was going to say that it's going to look like I'm trying to make a case for Lamar, and then you're being a Louisville honk, and then so people will. I'll definitely vote for Mahomes. Show this guy who else he think he is comparing his guy with Mahomes. It's, you know, so I guess I probably wouldn't. It's not worth doing. But I do think that's interesting because there's no question Mahomes is great. But I think Harbaugh's right. I think Lamar's best days are still ahead of him, and I think he's as gifted as anybody in the position, and that includes Mahomes. But that's, again, maybe it's a little bit of a bias because we do like Mr. Lamar. But I'm curious if you're going to take one, which one you would take. So that's interesting. The Super Bowl, the early spread is out. Is it 1 point? Is that right?
Ooh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think Kansas City is a 1 point favorite. I think. Let me see if it's on ESPN.
By the way, while you're pulling that up, did you hear about our friends over at the book?
About the deal they're doing with
us? Yeah. So everyone has $100 to bet on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they're going to make Locke bet it all.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. But you know what he's going to do? He's going to find the one bet that if he bets $100, he gets $5 back. It'll be like betting that the coin does not wind up standing on its side, not having to pick heads or tails, you know, where it's almost impossible to not happen, and they're going to give you 5 cents on the dollar.
There was one, I forgot. I think it was like, will the game go to overtime or something like that? I think that,
no, that's too risky for him. I don't think
that, well, that was the one he was kind of leaning towards the most. Like, will the game end in regulation? Still had a decent payout, I think.
Oh, man.
What are you going to put it on? Are you going to put it on one single bet or distribute it or do some
prop
bets?
One bet, because that's the fun of it. I mean, it's not technically, it's not my money. So, you know, it's just throw it on and see if we can.
I said I could see you doing a bunch of goofy prop bets and one serious one.
No, I would take it and probably do two $50 parlays.
Okay.
That if either of them came in would pay like 10 to 1, $500, $1,000, something like that. What the hell? I'm trying to restock the Empire Electrons team store.
Oh, yeah.
And how great is this? A Reebok extra large. Look at that's a beautiful shirt there. But unfortunately,
very nice.
Our wholesaler has a goofy way of providing. He makes other people bid on it. And so I might have to raise my bid right now to get it. But I could see me wearing that to next year's draft.
You're talking about Mr. Edward Bay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You've used his products before?
Yeah,
he has a wide array of things.
Right.
But Mr. Bay, let you – and I'm very particular. I want the logo on there, but I don't want it to say anything else, like Eskimos or something. Sometimes he puts other things on there. You know, other
just
cities,
like E-words,
randomly,
Edmonton.
Like Edmonton or Eskimos or something. But no, these are just the Empire Electrons logo. So I think we are going to see what we have in the storage vault and make it a clearance sale when we get those State Your Business T-shirts up and running. So all that money going to go to the V Foundation. Kentuckiana Friends of V, fighting cancer. To find out how you can make a difference, go to KFOV.org. And make a donation or help us. Always looking for volunteers. We got some great programs coming up. So check them out, kfov.org. We're going to take a short break, and I'm going to see if I can close my thumb. I'm going to try. No guarantee. Here on ESPN 680 105.7.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work?
What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know.
We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
NFL fans, go to nflshop.com today and gear up for the playoffs. Looking for the perfect gift or just gearing up for the 2020 playoffs? NFL Shop is the ideal place to get the gear the players wear on the field and championship merchandise. Choose from the largest assortment for all 32 teams anywhere. NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of officially licensed NFL products. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com today.
This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Don't want to wait weeks for your tax refund? That's a reason to go to Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt and ask a tax pro how you could get up to $3,200 fast with a no-fee refund advance. It's a 0% APR loan from MetaBank that's available before your tax refund is, so you could get money when you need it. Go to JacksonHewitt.com to learn about availability, terms, and how you could get money on a prepaid card fast, like today fast. Go to Jackson Hewitt today. That's Jackson Hewitt.
We pretty women stand in line. We love you, baby. In an hour's time. I'm a man. I spell M. A. L.
You're listening to The V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Sad news, a bit. Most of you probably know the name. The longtime basketball coach at DeMatha High School, Morgan Wooten, has just returned to his home under hospice care. It's amazing he's gone this long. He had a liver transplant a long time ago. He was really at death's door. And that's, I don't know, probably 10, 15 years ago even now. So it's great that he's come this far. But kind of reading between the lines, DeMatha High School sent out some statements. He and his wife, Kathy, are grateful for all the prayers that have come his way. But he is back in hospice care. It is, I generally am a bit skeptical of high school coaches that are so dominant, because they become often, not always, so calm down a little bit, but they become their own little kingdoms. It's hard to describe, but they become, they start taking themselves very, very seriously. You know, on their particular turf, they rule the roost, and they kind of let you know that. And it's, you know, and inevitably, it's not that different than anywhere else. You win if you. It's not that easy. You gotta coach them up well. But you win if you have really good players. And the discussion, it was a private school down there that DeMatha recruited. That's always the argument about, you know, private schools. And so I'm leaving all that aside. I'm just talking about the fact is that they sometimes take themselves very, very seriously. And for those of you who don't know, I don't know how many years he was there. Morgan was there, I mean, decades and decades. Not one of his seniors ever did not get a full four-year scholarship, ever. I mean, he got all of his seniors were able to get scholarships to. So before you start talking about putting guys in the pros, this guy was giving kids a chance to get an education. And It was that's quite an achievement. There's no question about that. But because of that, I was a bit. He's 88 years old, by the way. Somebody asked me that on the line. He's 88. It was intimidating. I was 23 years old. You got to remember, I played Division III basketball. I was not exposed to high level recruiting at places like this. And Morgan has turned out. I mean, he had turned out all those scholarship guys, and he turned out NBA guys. Adrian Dantley went there, and Adrian Branch went there, and I mean, these guys were really. I mean, he was very much involved in the McDonald's All-American game. The guy was there from 1956 to 2002. Oh, my Lord. He was there. It's 46 years, right? 56 to 2002 is 46 years. And his records were, even at the end, it was like he left because they were no good. His last season in 2001-2002, they were 32-3. I mean, they would be ranked. They were ranked the best team in D.C. They were the, you know, mythical national champions 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 times. While he was there. Oh, I'm sorry. No. That's conference champions. Excuse me. That was going to say. No way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, 24, 26, 27. He was conference champions there 27 times in those 46 years, and he was the mythical national champion five times. That's a pretty good run, needless to say. His record was 1,274 wins and 192 defeats for an 86.9% winning percentage. And they would play the tough public schools in the area. In fact, they would play the one of the powerhouses in the public school system there, which is a great level of basketball, at Cole Fieldhouse, where the University of Maryland was. And they would get, you know, 15,000, 16,000, 17,000 people. But, I mean, I was intimidated. I'm not going to lie to you. Like I said, I haven't been exposed to any of this. So I'm thinking, but it's my job. And, you know, damn it, we're going to go try and get good players. So at Hofstra, I'm a first-year assistant, and I fly down there. And I'm just thinking, what the hell am I going to see here? This place is magical. I walk in. The gym has like five rows of bleachers on each side of it. That's all. And he comes over right away. He knew my brother. My brother had Sidney Lowe and Derek Wittenberg were both from DeMatha. And so they had a very close relationship. So he came to me and, Bobby, how are you? Nice to meet you. And then he says, and I'll never forget this, George Blaney. You might not know this, but George at that time, very successful, a coach at Holy Cross. Okay? I mean, and he went from there to Seton Hall and then became a longtime assistant as well. Very, very successful coach. He grabs me by the lapel and pulls me in close. He says, Bobby, who is that? Coach, that's George Blaney from Holy Cross. He's okay, good, thanks. George, how are you?
That's like, awesome.
I love this guy. They were the most down-to-earth. I asked him to speak at my banquet at Kutztown. He came up and spoke. That wouldn't take money, the money that I wanted to give him. He said, put back in your program. And then he asked me the next year. I don't know why he wanted to do this, but he didn't want to drive. So he had to speak up at Kutcher's, which is up in the Catskills in New York. And he was flying into LaGuardia. And he called me and he said, will you drive up with me? So I went to, I drove from Kutztown to New York City, which is a couple hours, picked him up and drove another couple hours, drove him up to Kutcher's. And you talk about grace. This is what I'm talking about. This is a guy, you just heard his record. How many pros he's turned out? He was on the McDonald's chairman of the All-American game. He had almost 2,000 wins. And we go up there, and I sat in. It was great because it was a coach's clinic. I got to see him speak, too. So it was fantastic. And I used to love to go to his practice. He was a master communicator. I mean, the way he could communicate, he had built all this shorthand in for his kids. There would be certain plays, like if that guys came down and you were the lone man back on like a 2-on-1 or a 3-on-1, the whole bench would yell, sword fight, sword fight. Because that's what they would teach the guy to do. You know, a sword fight, you know, you kind of go forward, you back up, you go forward, you back up, you go forward, you back up. That was a way to trigger in their mind how you wanted to play it. Bluff at the ball and come back. So it was a sword fight. Whole bench. They had all these terms, though. But I was like, I watched it. I was like, that's good coaching. It's being able to communicate your ideas in a manageable way so kids could follow it. And they had great talent. But, man, those kids, there was no attitude problems on that team. They beat Power Memorial in high school when the Power Memorial had Lou Alcindor, as he was known then. They were the number one team in the country, and Morgan's team beat him. And so I got a chance to hear him speak up there. And after it was over, we went to the little lounge in the hotel. We were just sitting there having a beer and chatting. And a guy came over, and you got to remember, Morgan was an institution in the Washington, D.C. area. And the guy came over and said, Coach Wooten, I just wanted to meet you. He said, I'm just curious, like, you know, what do you do at your school? You know, you just be full-time. He said, oh, no, I teach two social studies classes, and I have a study hall. And the guy was like, wow, at my school, I only have to teach one class. And the guy walked away, and I looked at Morgan. I shook my head, smiled. I said, you made that guy's day. Because he's walking away thinking, wow, Morgan has to teach three classes. And I knew full well he didn't have to teach any classes if he didn't want to. He only did that. It was a way to communicate with his players. They really taught. He put an effort in. But, I mean, he didn't have to do anything if he didn't want to. But that guy, I said, you made that guy walk away and feel good about himself. And he just smiled at me. He said, that's fine. You know, and because he made them feel like, well, you know what, I'm okay. I got it going okay because my school only makes me teach one class and do hall duty. And this guy's teaching two classes and has a study hall. And he didn't have to do any of that if he didn't want to. I was like, that's really cool. And then he says to me, thanks for doing this. Is there something I can do for you? I said, what are you going to do for me, coach? I said, this is fine. I get to spend a day with you. This is great. He said, no, there's got to be something I can do for you. I said, there's nothing you can do for me. I'm fine. He says, what are you doing for shoes? I said, well, I don't have it. We're Division II. We don't have a shoe deal. He said, that's what I'll do for you. So I'm going to go get your team shoes. And he went back, and I can't remember. So I was so lucky at Division II for like 3 years, I didn't buy a pair of shoes because Jimmy was with Nike and was negotiating with, who the hell was he going with? Reebok? I can't remember. Somebody came after him big, and he felt like they were getting too many coaches at Nike, and so we'll make you like a focal program. So he signed with them, and then Nike sued him, said you can't do that, and then he won the national championship the next year and cost himself like about $500,000 because his deal was to get all that, and the contract was voided because he signed with the other company. And then when it turned out, he had to go back to Nike anyway, which was fine. He never really wanted to leave them, but he kind of felt like he was getting lost in the shuffle. So that's how we do business in our family. We cost ourselves $500,000 and then go back with the company we were with. But for that 1 year, it was Pony. That's who it was.
Pony shoes
sent to me. So then that, of course, went away because now he went back with Nike. And so then who the hell was Morgan with? Converse, Reebok, I don't know, but he said, I'll take care of you. Here's my guy's name. He'll get you. So the first year, all the players had pony sweats and shoes. The next year, we had Reebok, all because just being in the right place at the right time with people. But Coach took care of me. But you talk about a guy who could have been the exact guy I hate. Now, do you know who I am? I mean, I'm the king around here. I'm Morgan Wood. He could not have been more down-to-earth and approachable, and you could learn so much from him, not only about the game, but about relationships. He was one of a kind. I'm talking about him like he's gone. He's not gone, but, I mean, he's in hospice, and he's 88 years old, and he's not in good health. And I was just privileged to be in some small way his friend. If you don't know what I'm even talking about, take 2 seconds to go online, look in Wikipedia, look under his bio. It's pretty impressive. Everybody have a great day. Unless you know something I don't, we'll be with you tomorrow here on ESPN 680 1057.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.